You're listening to another episode of the Antagonist Relations Podcast. This is your warning that we are adults and we do discuss adult topics and use adult language occasionally. If you enjoy these podcasts, please read my writing at antagonistrelations.blogspot.com and take the listener survey that you can find in the show notes. Thank you and enjoy the show. So, to move on to CCAT Super Basics, so this is stuff that's covered in the UVG's ruling document. So this is the basic, the super basic outline of the rules. So the dice are not your masters. We're going to use them to help facilitate the conversation about the shared world we're creating. We're only going to use them when we don't know the outcome. So if it's something that you absolutely can't succeed at or absolutely can't fail at, we're not going to worry about dice. Ultraviolet Grasslands uses the classic polyhedral dice, plus you'll notice some strange dice like D40 is a popular one. Since we're using Discord for our dice, or the Discord... What is the actual name of the dice? Dice Maiden, as our Discord dice bot. It makes it easier to roll things like D40 dice. D20 is the most commonly rolled one. Anytime you're making tests, you're probably going to be rolling a D40. Or not D40, a D20. Boy. There's sort of a unified mechanic of high is good, low is bad, and that's across all of the sort of different things you'd roll. Even in, like, the tables I have of random events, high rolls are always better than low rolls, or generally better. There might be some weird situational mechanics where you might be okay with one thing over another. The core test is the stat test, where you're going to roll a d20, you're going to add your stat, and then you're going to add your skill, and you're going to exceed the target. And so there's a sample table that I'll be using for difficulties. Relevant skill is anything that makes sense in context, so we'll use our best judgment. So archaeology might help with deciphering old runes, while tea leaf reading might apply in a tea ceremony test. Sometimes I might say a relevant test. That's more of a mention for the cat. It'll do any combination of skill, stat, and skill that makes narrative sense. Ones always fail, and 20s always succeed. So anytime you roll a 1 on a d20, that's always a failure. Anytime you roll a 20 on a d20, that's always a success. As I mentioned before, I'm going to try and make sure that we're not rolling for things where you can't fail or for things you can't succeed at. Even if it's really difficult, there always has to be this sort of chance of success before extraordinary luck. We will use Ultraviolet Grasslands. It does use advantage and disadvantage, which was popularized by 5th edition D&D. So when you have advantage, you'll roll a second die and take the best result. When you have disadvantage, you'll roll a second die and take the lower result. For the Dice Maiden, that would be 2d20 K1 for advantage. That's 2d20s being rolled. Keep the better one. And if you need to roll disadvantage in Dice Maiden, it's 2d20. Is it D1? I thought I had it memorized. 2d20 KL1 for 2d20 keep the lower one. You might get boons. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Consecutive rolls. Sometimes there'll be a table There are probably few. You as players won't see it very often, but I might tell you if you roll a 20 on a table, or the highest result on the table, I might ask you to roll again. So then it's a way to get truly exceptional results. Likewise, we might use exploding dice occasionally. Exploding dice means that when you roll the highest result on that die, like if you have a really fancy magic blaster ray and it does 2d6 or 1d6 exploding, if you roll a 6, you get to re-roll. If you roll a second 6, you just keep rolling until you stop rolling 6s. In the root document, I have some dice main notation for exploding. It's going to be fairly rare, so I'm sure we'll have to refer to it when it comes up. The 6 stats that Seacat uses that give it its name are strength, endurance, agility, charisma, aura, and thought. Strength, endurance, and agility are pretty the pretty basic ones. Charisma, aura, and thought are the ones where they sort of get away from the traditional RPG stuff. You'll have skills that'll be used that you'll get over time. Abilities are, if you think of them sort of as D&D feats, they're not skills, they're not spells, they're sort of weird abilities that you, like, the average person isn't going to develop. The maximum level heroes can reach is 9, and the maximum total bonus of stat plus skill that you can add to any d20 roll is 13. The highest target number that a player can ever possess, including defense, is 19. So if you get the fanciest armor you can, it's only ever going to increase your defense to 19. And once we start playing, everyone will get hero dice. You can store a number of hero dice up to your level. You just get one for each level of each hour of play. So when we play our first session, we'll have our 4 hours, which means that you'll start with one hero dice. You'll get a second one for the second hour, a third one for the third hour, and a fourth one for the fourth hour. Since your characters won't be very powerful yet, it'll mean that you will only be able to hold on to one, which is going to incentivize you using them. You can spend them to roll a die, roll and adjust any previously rolled dice on a table, or that any dice. So if you make an attack roll and it's a 10 and you need an 11, you can roll the d6, the hero die, and get what you need. If you had rolled a 14 on the d20 and you roll a 6 on the hero die, we count it as a natural 20. So it counts as the same part of the die mechanically. You can spend a hero die to get advantage on a roll. With the caveat that you can do that to avoid the sort of fifth edition limit of one die for advantage. So if you have 3 hero dice, you can spend them all for one roll and roll with 4 dice and choose the best result. But you cannot, with a hero die, get exceptional result rolls. So you can't use a hero die to generate the really where you'd have to roll 2 natural 20s in a row. Experience is abstract. Level 1 is a average human. Conan-esque hero might start at level 3. At various levels, your bonus is going to increase. Your bonus is going to be what you add for your skill. So if you're skilled in, what was a good, if you're skilled in, sword dancing, when you make an attack roll with a sword, you'd get to add your bonus for your level. When you level up enough, you'll get another bonus. We have the table for pets when you level up your pets. That will all be more clear later. So the big thing to cover before we start making characters is the 6 stats, which are Seacat and Death and Ha-Ka-Ba in the UVG. So we have our 6 stats. Strength is an active physical stat. Pretty self-explanatory. Lifting bars, bending gates. Endurance is the passive physical stat. So long distance running, fighting off poisons. Agility is the dynamic physical stat. So applying precision and speed. Charisma is the active mental stat, and it is the stat that is the most different than you would expect from other role-playing games. Because charisma in UEG is more like the classical Greek charisma, which represented divine fortune and favor. So the gods and reason hate the uncharismatic, and charisma serves as a luck stat. When you try and batter down resistance to your argument through force of personality, this is what you'll use, but it's also what you'll use if you just need to be lucky. So if you're trying to find a war pig or something, it will be at the market to see if you're lucky enough that they have it. That'll be a charisma test. Also, 9 times out of 10, random effects and mindless creatures attacking a party of heroes will target the least charismatic one first. So if you have the lowest charisma in the party, you are going to potentially have that reflect as bad luck when mindless zombies attack you first. And bad luck strikes you first. So that is important to know before you make characters. Aura is the passive mental stat. It's how much punishment your soul, spirit, or psyche can take when faced by horror and stress. Sort of like a mental endurance. And thought is the dynamic mental stat correlated with how quickly you can process and manipulate information. So unlike D&D, we don't have intelligence, which tells us how smart your character is. Thought just covers how quickly they can come up with things or process information. And we don't have wise. We have aura. So you don't need to worry about being wise or having your character make good decisions. Your character's aura is going to tell you how much mental fortitude they possess, basically. Generating stats, we're going to worry about in character creation. So stat damage, sometimes your stats might take damage from starvation to disease or monsters. It's temporary unless you die, and you will gain stat damage back when you rest. When you suffer stat damage when your stat is already at zero, you'll gain fatigue. On your character sheet in the UVG sheet, there's a little fatigue track where you can go from zero fatigue to you're grumpy, you have disadvantage, you move at half speed, you have half life, a coma, or potentially death or retirement or what have you. So you can have your stats damaged. Another important thing to know is you can sacrifice a stat potentially to gain something, to gain an advantage, as long as it makes narrative sense. So potentially you might need to sacrifice 10 life or a stat point for an advantage. So if, for instance, you need to find something in a field of razor grass, so sharp bladed grass, potentially someone could just say, I'm going to give up a point of endurance to have advantage on the role to find the dagger we're looking for in this field of razor grass, and that would represent the fact that you're willing to suffer a bunch of pain in order to find the item that you want out of this this area. So death and haka ba in the UVG. This game uses sort of the ancient Egyptian concept of ha, ka, and ba, body being ha, soul being ka, and personality being ba. So ba, or sorry, body or ha maps to endurance, soul or ka maps to aura, and personality or ba maps to charisma. So potentially you could run into things or play a character without a body. You could run into things that have no soul, or you could run into things that have no charisma, or a combination of those. So a hero who's killed by an ordinary weapon becomes a corpse. They run out of ha. A hero killed by a curse who dies after completing their teleological purpose runs out of aura, becoming a perfect corpse, easily reanimated into a flesh golem servitor, which is like a soulless automaton. And a hero who's killed when their personality is destroyed after running out of charisma becomes something, a creature that's physically is alive but completely plastic and malleable, sort of the classical Haitian voodoo concept of a zombie, a creature of human intelligence, absolutely loyal to their master or creator. And when you start getting near the end of your character's life or stats, we'll go through fatigue. So you have a grumpy, your character's not comfortable and would complain loudly if you weren't in control of them. Then disadvantage, half speed, half light, and coma. With UVG, though, we don't have to go right to character death. We have our death replacement mechanic. Because characters heroes don't have to die. The world is full of body-hopping ghosts, golems, zombies, synthetic humans, and ab-mortals. You can retire, or you can get retired by your players, or sometimes weirder things can happen. So, when you reach zero life, you gain a level of fatigue, and you can either choose what happens next, or make a charisma test, charisma as luck here, and let the Oracle of the Death Dice decide. Each result is only available once per game session. If a result is not available, the next available lower result is used. That's for the death dice when you roll. So when you would potentially die, we have our table here. So the choice A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H are your eight choices if you're choosing as a player. So when you would have your character die, you could just instead choose choice F. Nope, I quit. So you're knocked back, your armor is torn and blood gushing, your life flashes before your eyes, and you quit. They pass their weapon to a follower, sort of an NPC on the side, and they exit the stage as soon as possible. So you would, like, finish up whatever the situation the hero is in, and then as soon as possible that hero would retire, but they wouldn't die, and then you would play a new hero. Or if you roll a charisma test, strange things could happen. Like you could get five more steps where you're mortally wounded and you die after five more actions, which lets you get a dramatic last words. Is not an action, but you could like make sure that you deliver that speech and then like rescue your friend from the dragon or demon you're fighting before you succumb to your wounds. There's like Nano War of Steel. You fall to the ground for a round and your blood activates compatible dormant war nanites in the dust. So then you would potentially become a Vomish or like a part machine creature. Again, if in a sort of traditional RPG your character would die, you can choose one of the eight alphabetical options. So you have some control over, I want to be a betrayer of friends that makes most sense in the story at this point and duck behind the nearby ally, which would be an ally here would be a non-hero. For this one specifically, it'd be like you're escorting these merchants and archaeologists and you decide that you want to live and you don't mind if one of the merchants doesn't. That would be when you would maybe choose betrayer of friends. Or you can make your charisma test and hope that you roll high with charisma and get one of the better results. And that is sort of the basics of CCAT and UVG. So we're just about ready to get into character creation. So here is where we're going to head over to the character creation document. And you can either be inputting this stuff into your tab, marked for your character, in the UVG sheet, or you can sort of record down a scrap piece of paper or another document on your computer, however you want to do. But the master record of your character is going to be the sheet in the UVG Google document, or the Google Sheet file. So we have a quick outline. I apparently didn't put Hero Inspiration. So if you want to have a sort of a randomly generated character seed, on page 9 of the free player guide, the PDF document that I provided the link to the free version, you can roll on the Who is this hero chart on page 9 for inspiration. Even if you decide not to go with it, we will go with a what do they carry option for everyone to randomly determine a strange or unusual item that your character might carry. It is up to the players if you want to roll D40 three times and see sort of the strange hero seed you might be given, or if you want to create your character and then after that roll on the what do they carry. Is anyone going to go full random and generate a hero with the Who is this hero table?
Where is the Who is this hero table again? I haven't seen it.
So it is in, I included a link to the free player guide that's available through DriveThruRPG. Mm-hmm. And so in the UVG free player guide version 2.0II PDF, on page 9, there is the Who is this hero table.
I think I'm looking at an older version or something.
Yes, there were two files in that zip. The file that we're referencing, the updated file, is version 2.0.1.1. I can also, if people want to roll, I have the table up and I can provide the results.
You know what? I'm going to, in the spirit of the randomness of this game, I am going to do a full All random.
Right. So then you would roll D40 three times. And after each result, I will provide what you got. 34 is a wild folk demon hunter.
Ooh.
Uh, 15, you are searching for your grandmother's lost auto wagon. And 6, you carry with you a precious yellow plastic tablet with 4 truths.
Ooh.
So potentially we can determine those like at opportune times during the game. You can say, I think the truth of that is on the tablet.
Beautiful. I think I might also go entirely random because paralyzed by indecision.
Yeah.
All right. So Chrissy, you want to roll your D40 three times next? All right. 4 is a Safranian merchant adventurer.
Cool.
23, you are bearing a priceless pearl for a princess.
Wow.
And 34, you carry a yellow cape of pure steel silk.
A cape?
Yes. So you have sort of like the steel silk is going to be sort of like soft as silk until it needs to be hard as steel. So potentially that might mean that if somebody tries to stab you in the back, you might have some extra defense.
Ah, so it's like a sort of kind of armor.
It is a situational armor, potentially.
Okay. Oh, do random as well. Seems to be nice.
All right. So it's an orangish courtesan singer.
Okay.
You're on the road because you were had a compulsion after meeting a seer.
And
you bear with you a stainless steel thermos of blood wine.
Okay. That's interesting.
All right, I think I'm
going to
use
this. You've got a lot going on.
I'm going to do this too, and I'm going to try this particular expression. There we go.
Ah, yes, because it does have the three. I forget that they separate it out like that. I'm so used to Rule 20 where it isn't as easy.
Right.
So a half island syndicalist tinker who's on the road bearing. Oh, can you reroll one of those? Because you got the same result as Christy for the middle. You have a map to an unclaimed aerolith, and that is why you're on the road, and you carry with you a pink bottle with a singing spirit in it.
So aerolith is some kind of flying boulder.
It is a flying stone. It could be... since you have a map to it, it's going to be larger than a boulder. It's going to be like a potentially a flying hill or a flying mountain.
Sure, and I'm a tinker also, so that should make for a pretty good ride eventually.
So
where do I put these things on my character sheet?
Everyone. Well, I guess we will. There might not be a great spot to put those on the character sheet quite yet, but as we start doing some more things,
I wanted to make sure I wasn't just like straight up missing.
No, the thing you carry we'll have to put in your first sack or second sack, but we'll cover that in a little bit. So next is to generate your six stats: strength, endurance, agility, charisma, aura, and thought. A stat of 0 is the minimum and 5 is the maximum. So if you think of it as instead of having 14 strength in D&D, which translates to a +2 modifier, you're just going to have this the 2 in strength, which is your +2 modifier. So having a stat at 0 is not unusual or the end of the world, because it just means you're not adding anything to the d20 for that stat. So you can, there are three ways you can generate your stats. You can roll a d20 for each strength, endurance, agility, aura, and thought in order. If you want to have advantage on one of those rolls, say you know that you want to have a high charisma, you could have advantage on your charisma roll, but you'd have to have disadvantage on another one to make up for it.
Okay.
You could take advantage on your strength, endurance, and agility rolls and disadvantage on your charisma or on thought rolls. Nothing prevents you from that. But for each roll that you take advantage on to generate a stat, you have to have disadvantage on another one. The second way you can do stats is you can roll D100, which is going to generate a stat array for you. Like on the stat array, if you roll 91, you'd be Olympian. You'd have a strength of 5. You'd set one stat at 2 and another stat at 1. Or if you rolled a 16, you would have be twitchy. You'd get an agility at 2, two other stats at 2, and 1 at 1. So you could get sort of a description of your character adjective that describes their general stat block. And then the final option is you can take 7 points, assign them to your stats with a maximum of 3. If you assign them to your stats, it caps your abilities at 3.
Which means I have to have one of the others with this
either
advantage.
The d20 correct to generate a stat, or so have the chance of getting a stat that's better than
strength, I think.
Okay, so we're going to go in order. So you'll roll strength, and you'll be the exclamation mark roll, and you'll be 2d20kl1 for keep lower 1.
Roll. R1. Oh, I did that wrong. Dude, no, that's
nope,
right.
That's correct. So your strength is going to be a 0 for the stat. And then you'll roll a d20 for endurance and agility.
Okay.
Oh, you need the space between the...
More haste, less speed.
All right, so 11 is a 1 for your endurance.
11 is a 1. All right, that's okay. And put that in my thing.
So 5 is a 0 for agility. And then here, you're good. Yep. You're at charisma. Yep, sorry. So 5 is a 0 for agility. Then you're at charisma, so you roll 2d20 K1 for the keep the higher of 1.
Ah. 2d20.
Oh, it might be the it needs to have a lowercase for the K. Oh, man. Go ahead and roll not 2d20, but just a single d20. All right. So you just got the 20, so you'll have a charisma of 4. And then you'll roll a d20 for aura and for thought.
I'll roll. Yeah. oh, that's even worse.
That's all right. So a 0 for aura and the last d20 for your thought.
So a 0 for what's that one?
For aura and thought. Yep.
0. Okay. So,
but you're going to be have a good charisma.
That was lucky.
All right, who would like to generate their stats next?
Explain the other stat generation option to me one more time.
So, if you roll percentile dice, D100, you will get a random array of a stat. So, you might be steely, where you'll have a strength of 5 and 2 stats at 1.
Okay. I'm going with that, by the way.
All right.
I think I'm gonna go with that as well. But oh, you can go first, JP.
Okay. Roll 1. Oops, Wendy. I want that message. Anyway, 43. That is, I am articulate, thought 3, and 2 stats 2.
Okay.
I get to pick those 2 stats that I have 2.
Yes. Yep.
So I can just tell it to roll 1d100 and it will
correct.
Do.
Yep. So you can just, okay. you should see what JP rolled and you can use that as a guide of what you want. 63. So Christy, you are hale. You get an endurance of 4. One
wow.
Stat at 2. And the third stat at 1. And the other 3 would be 0.
So endurance is 4, one's at 2.
And another is at 1.
So one's at 4, nothing's at 3, one's at 2.
Correct. No. Hail, you get your endurance is set to 4.
Yes.
Then choose a stat to set at 2. And choose a stat to set at 1.
Okay.
All right. And Lance, how are you going to determine your...
I'm going to roll d20, okay. But I'm not going to take advantage.
Ooh, you're just going to go straight down the line, huh?
Yep, I'm going to go straight down the line. Well, I got my 1 out of the way.
So strength and endurance are at 0. Charisma is at 1.
That would be agility.
Oh, sorry, agility is at 1. I jumped ahead, sorry.
Come on, Lance. Good charisma.
So charisma is at 0.
It was not good charisma, Lance.
Aura is at 0. And thought is at 1.
Okay.
So your best stat is a 1?
Yes.
Sometimes the dice gods giveth and sometimes they taketh.